WFIC News Talk 1450.
Hey, 20 at News Talk 1450 KFIZ, a cloudy start to your week. We're at 52 degrees here at KFIZ, looking for highs close to 60 this afternoon with cloudy skies. Welcome into your Monday. It's March 22nd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and we welcome into the program Luke Wagner. He is administrator with the Fond du Lac Christian School. They have an open house coming up on Friday. Friday is March 26th. And we're going to learn about the open house and some of the things they have going on, some of the things you can learn about with the Fond du Lac Christian School. Luke is kind enough to join us here on the phone lines here on a Monday. Luke, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us. Open house coming up at the end of the week. You had one, I think it was last month, if I'm not mistaken, but wanted to have you back on to remind folks about the opportunities that they can learn about later on this week at the Fond du Lac Christian School. So give us the basic details. We said it's Friday, but what times for the open house, and what are you inviting people to stop by and learn about this week?
Yeah, March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m., and the open house is just a wonderful opportunity to learn about what a biblically integrated education can mean for your kid. And so we just have a wonderful school here, small class sizes with caring teachers. And so the open house is just a great opportunity to be able to meet some of those teachers. And also we're a part of the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program, mm-hmm. which means that many families are eligible to come here tuition free. And so it's an amazing thing. And so you can learn more about that program, and you can just learn more about what we stand for as a school.
You talk about small class sizes. That has to be a pretty important feature that you like to sell parents on when choosing a school like this, right?
Oh my goodness! And it's been wonderful this year in the age of COVID too, because it means that we don't have to shut down. It means that we don't have to go virtual with to the same degree. We've been able to be all in person all year, and so that's just been a wonderful gift. And really, it helps us to personalize the education for each student. No kid is exactly the same. And that's really what our school is about, is helping every single kid be able to meet their unique potential that really God has made them for. Our philosophy is that when you have a strong church and you have a strong family and a strong school, and they all come together, and you're reinforcing those values and principles that lead to a successful and a happy life, that's really when we can see some wonderful things happen.
Luke, I know you have an emphasis on STEM courses at the Christian School too, is that correct?
Yeah, and that's something we're really excited about. It's an area where we're growing. Obviously, at a Christian school, you're going to have a respect for tradition, and I think that's what the humanities subjects are about. But really, we are passionate about preparing kids for STEM careers. And what that means for us is that we don't want students who just regurgitate facts, right? We don't want mm-hmm. students who just say, oh, well, science says. We want students who know enough about the scientific method so that they themselves are able to discover truths and discover facts and the wondrous things that are able to be found in our universe. And so there are kind of three ways where we're growing in our STEM area, and one is ground up. There's been a lot of teacher initiative and passion about growing in our ability to teach STEM materials. When I think about what our teachers have, hey, this is the professional development that I want to do this year, 90% of it has been STEM related. Second is curriculum. We're in the process of growing through our entire curriculum and building more of a bias towards experimentation into everything that we do. And the third is investment. When we look at our kind of capital improvements campaigns that we have going forward, we really want to make it so that students are able to use kind of tools and technologies that will help them to be prepared for kind of the fastest growing career fields that we have right now.
Luke, I know you wanted to highlight the opportunity for students to take some college classes through the Fond du Lac Christian School.
Yeah, and this is, I'm so excited about this too. Because the great thing about having a small school is that kids get the individualized attention. Sometimes the hard thing about a small school, or what you would think, is, oh, well, there's not as many opportunities to take different kind of classes. But we've really been able to thread the needle. And we're now, for our 11th and 12th graders, offering online college courses so that they can graduate with a lot of credits, with a lot of college credits. And so we're super excited about that because we feel like we're able to, and the reason why that's kind of exciting for us too is it shows that Bottle Neck Christian School is a K through 12 school. It has opportunities and possibilities for kids at no matter what level they're at. And so yeah, we're really excited about that too.
Very cool. Luke, one more time, give us the details about the open house. It's this Friday. Let us know where you're located too for folks who have never been to the Fond du Lac Christian School. How can they find you?
Yeah, March 26th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Fond du Lac Christian School, and that's 720 Renzi Road, Fond du Lac. And so, yep.
Very good. If people want more info about the school before they come to the open house, you have a website, Facebook page they could check out too?
Yeah, our Facebook page is updated regularly. Just look for Fond du Lac Christian School, and then our website is www.fcsfdl.org. That's www.fcsfdl.org. Our office phone number is 920-924-2177, 920-924-2177, and you can call with questions or to schedule a tour if you're not able to make the open house.
Very good. Luke Wagner, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the open house, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thanks, sir. Have a great day.
That's Luke Wagner joining us from the Fond du Lac Christian School.